Outside the ancient walls of Aversa, near Borgo Sant'Andrea, in the possessions of the noble Robursa family, the monastery of the Poor Clares of San Francesco was built between 1230 and 1235. Riccardo Robursa was beheaded in Piazza del Mercato in Naples because he supported the Swabians against the Angevins. Artrude and Margherita, respectively Riccardo's mother and wife, were saved and retired to the seclusion of their own palace. There were many noble and wealthy families in Aversa who over the centuries brought their daughters here, complete with the dowry, and gradually it became more and more prestigious and of grandiose dimensions and was enriched with notable artistic testimonies, especially starting from the second half of the 1600s, with an original Baroque style, born from the union of the Neapolitan and Roman ones. We are in Via San Francesco and we are about to cross the gate that leads into a small courtyard. Do you notice anything strange? The peculiarity is that the classic facade is missing, and the classic facade used to be a strong point of religious architecture. Was it a whim due to the creativity of the famous architect Cosimo Fanzago? Absolutely not. The space available was limited and did not allow to create a facade of the right dimensions. So the brilliant Fanzago designed a corner one, with an equally entrance with a marble portal with a beautiful wooden door, with the engravings of the aunos of the church, San Francisco and Santa Chiara. We just have to cross the entrance and admire, amazed, its Baroque magnificence. The interior has a Latin cross plan with a single nave with three chapels on each side, wonderful polychrome marble inlays made between the 17th and the 18th centuries, stand out and from the backdrop from the paintings on display to the faithful. Inside the church, there is a rich patrimony of work of art, such as the Byzantine icon of the Madonna Lactans, the paintings of the Solimena school, the altarpiece of the main altar with the ecstasy of San Francesco dello Spagnoletto, sung by Francesco de Mura, the Nativity by Pietro da Cortona, but the flagship is an altarpiece placed in the first chapel on the right, depicting the Assumption of the Virgin, recently attributed to Francesco Barbieri, known as Il Guercino, one of the most important painters of the 17th century. A curiosity, think that scholars have been looking for it for 60 years and could not find it, and the altarpiece has always been in the church of Aversa since 1650, when Guercino gave it to the Poor Clares. Observing the painting, we notice a very lively composition in which a group of flying angels carries the Virgin Mary sitting on the clouds to the top of the heavens, with a static posture highlighted by the arms crossed on her chest. Maria turns and gazes upwards towards a luminous direction and is enraptured by it. Below there is a coastal landscape with a turreted castle, which is the background to the small cherubs surrounding the Virgin, and one of them scatters roses towards the open sepulchre in the foreground. Leaving the church and heading to the left, the small courtyard holds another surprise for us: the entrance to the monastery, which takes place through the nun's parlor. The only contact with the outside world, through a revolving door, visitors donated food to the sisters. The parlor is completely frescoed with views of sea and countryside landscapes, enlivened by fishermen and farmers. The nuns could thus imagine the outside world albeit through images. Only in 1900 was built the Belvedere, which allowed a real visual contact with the city and the surrounding area, that was still characterized by the countryside at the time. It is a large covered walkway characterized by a large arch clearly visible from Via Diaz near Piazza Municipio, known by the people of Aversa as the Walk of the Nuns. Only a part of the monastic citadel remains today. Just think that the current Piazza Municipio was created in 1930, in what was once a part of the convent garden. The Poor Clares also had a beautiful cloister in which to stroll and spend time.